You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Hello, 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 Concordia. I hope you're having a lovely week off, but you know what time it is. The community calendar never sleeps. It is the community calendar with Danny Gold here for the week of February 24th to March 1st here on CJLO 1690 AM, and it begins now. Are you interested in applying to the John Molson School of Business but want to get a better idea of what being a JMSB student is all about? Then come on down this Wednesday for the JMSB Student for a Night event. That's right, located in the JMSB building at 1450 Guy, this event will be going on from 6 to 8 p.m. During this event, you'll be able to sit in on a mock lecture, take a tour of the state-of-the-art John Molson building, and have the opportunity to learn about the admission requirements and how to apply for the John Molson School of Business. Once again, that is this Wednesday in the JMSB building, 1450 Rue Guy, from 6 to 8 p.m. Hey guys, last week I mentioned Montreal Lights is going to be going on all week. Well, this Saturday, the biggest night of that event is going on, Nuit Blanche. They have a ton of performances lined up for the main Place des Arts location, but be sure to check out all the businesses downtown celebrating the festival. The night officially begins at 8 p.m. and is going on till 1 a.m. this Saturday. Be sure to check out nuitblanche.com for more info on where the hotspots will be downtown. Finally, for your concert this week, come to Fafun Electronic at 87 Rue St. Catherine East this Friday at 8:30 p.m. for Black Lips, Warish, and Hood Rats. Tickets for this show will cost you $25 in advance and $30 at the door. I personally have spent many a night in this venue, so be sure to check it out for yourself. That's Friday at 8:30 p.m. at Fufu Electronic, located at 87 Rue St. Catherine East. Well, there you have it, folks. I hope you're having a lovely break. But this has been your community calendar with Danny Gold for the week of February 24th to March 1st here on CGLO 1690 AM. Now back to your regular scheduled programming.
Yes, I too have also spent many a days in Place des Arts. Many times have I been there. Oh, Danny, I like what you're doing with this community calendar, but if you ever happen to hear this, man, just a little bit of French. Just a little bit. Even if you just throw a flourish on it, you know? Just a little bit. Little. Place des Arts? Come on, man. I know you can do better than that. I know you can. Even if you're faking it, you could do a little bit better. Anyway, this is not a thing to talk about, you know, people and their mispronunciation of things, of which I am a very, very good study of mispronouncing things. It's hour two of Great A Explosives, and I told you that if you want to go see Intronaut, which you just heard off of their new album that was Speaking of Orbs, which is how I'm going to say it from now on because it's the funniest way to say it. If you want to see Intronaut and or Cult of Luna, feel free to send a text to 514-848-7471, and I will enter you into a contest for a pair of tickets. That's two! Not one, but two tickets to go see them. So yeah, do that, because it will be a rip-roaring, fun, silly, willy time. That's all I have to say about that. Coming up soon, here we have some tunes by the fine gentleman in the Hazy Tones. We're going to be here to play you some tracks, and I want to get you in the mood. You know, I want to set the tone. I want to make sure that we're all on the right page here on the first day of Metal March. You know, I really want you to feel good, to feel sexy. On this day of Metal March, to feel right. So let's play you some groovy stuff from a band out Ontario way. They're called Sun Below. They just played with the fine gentleman in Doom and Blue, who you should definitely keep a lookout on their social media pages to see what kind of good stuff they've got going on. So yeah, let's play you a track off of here. Maybe Green Visions? Sounds good. Sounds great. Get some stoner vibes up in here, so it will be a pleasant surprise when we play the Hazy Tones coming at you soon here at CJLO. This is Great A Explosives. It's the first day of Metal March, and again, if you want some hot tickets to Cult of Luna and Intronaut playing tomorrow at the Corona Theater, feel free to send me a textual message, 514-848-7471, and I'm going to play some songs now and stop talking in this voice because it's very annoying for me and probably for you. Here's some Sun Below off of Black Volume 3. It's Green Visions. Keep it locked. CJ Low. Ooh. 1690 AM.
We'll be right back. Les Rendezvous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its many cultural expressions. Let's celebrate from March 1st to March 31st, 2020, across the country. Discover the RVF 2020 online newspaper at rvf.ca. Take part in many activities in your region and enter our national contest for a chance to win cash prizes or a trip to Switzerland. For more information, visit rvf.ca.
If you like served with a side of a little bit of and a heaping helping of then you're gonna love BVST, your best and worst of rock and roll, country, punk, and metal, every Wednesday from 7 to 9, right here on CJLO 1690 AM. CJLO, take a bite out of this.
CJLO 1690 AM, that is correct. This is Grade A Explosives that you are listening to currently, right now, from 4 until 7 today, because it is an exciting first day of Metal March, and I have brought the heat for you, everyone. First, you heard the interview with Lutharo. You have a chance to win tickets to see Cult of Luna and Intronaut, which, by the way, if you want to enter into that, feel free to text in at 514-848-7471. And now, friends... Romans, countrymen? Sure, let's go with that. Canadians, countrymen? Sure, that works too. I have in studio with me the fine gentlemen who consist of the Hazy Tones. They are in there, in the oven, ready to play some tracks for you, for all of you. And as a special bonus, they are all brand spanking new tracks. Yeah, oh, that's a provocative look I'm getting from over there. That's nice. I like that. Okay, good, good, good. So, without further ado, here is some brand spanking new things from the Hazy Tones that you might be able to catch on an upcoming release. We'll talk more about it. We'll talk more about it when it comes up. But, gentlemen, take it away whenever you are ready.
Fire, empty on this ace. I want. We'll be right back.
That is some tasty, tasty stuff coming at you. Yeah. So that is the Hazy Tones. In case you missed me introing them, they are performing some good tunes, new tunes from right here in the oven at CJLO 1690 AM. And it is, it's good stuff. Gentlemen, how's it going in there? Is the oven living up to its name? Is it warm enough for you in there?
Yo, it's pretty warm, man. I heard the rumors, you know.
Yeah.
But actually, it's pretty warm. It's pretty warm.
Yeah, I mean it does that. It's very warm. I hear that all of these, you know, from a very reliable source, aka you guys yourselves, that these are all new things. Does that mean that there's a new album that you guys have on the horizon? Is it full written, ready to like get recorded? Is it recorded? Like, what's the haps?
It's pretty much written down, you know. If anybody's listening and want to trust some money so we can actually record, that'd be great. That'd be great. But we've been working hard the past months to just get everything right. I'd say, you know, maybe we try to be a bit more ready for this record. You know, when we get to the studio, to have a direction already set it up. You know, that's where we're trying stuff today. You know.
All right. Well, it's good. It's good that we're being like a guinea pig, a trial for this that's going on here. I'm excited to see where the rest of this goes. Do you think that people that are familiar with you guys, when they hear this stuff, are going to be, you know, like, oh, this is a radically different direction for the Hazy Tones? Or are they going to be like, oh, yes, this sounds about right?
Same kind of vibe still when you're going to be able to listen to all the albums. But, like, you know, I can't really judge, man. You know, us here, we just do the music, you know, and then we let people decide. You know, if you ask me if it feels like the whole stuff, I mean, you know, I still have a intake on the song, but we were writing the stuff, all the four of us. But yeah, I think it's the same kind of direction for sure. I don't know,
but,
you know.
But kind of different, too, because now we have two singers.
We sound the
voice.
Sound the same, you know.
We sound the same.
We sound the same. Nobody knows that shit.
Long hair, same guys.
We look the same. So hey, you're ready for some more?
Yeah, man. I'm ready for you to pelt us with more of your musical funness. So feel free to indulge us. Before you start, though, what is the names of the tracks that you just played? Do you have them named? And the next ones you have coming too.
But like the first one is like "Live Like the Fire."
Okay.
And then we have
We have Shade of the Future. This was the second one. The third one that you heard, the one we just played, I can't fucking tell you. I'm sorry. I don't know. You know, this is going to be coming up. And, you know, a lot of the songs, like, to be honest, Andrew, like, you know, the last we're going to be playing, like, we started practicing it like 2-3 weeks ago and stuff. So I really focused my energy on getting it tight.
Okay.
I didn't really think about the names, you know. Well, sorry, y'all.
Fair enough. I just, you know, I always like to give people a preview of what they're gonna be hearing, because you know, it's always the name plus the thing is how people are like, I've gotta think about this song, put on my theory hat, and come up with things for it.
But look, if people like right now write to me on either Instagram or Facebook and tell me what's that song, I promise I'm gonna be telling them the real title when I have it, okay? It's going to be my message, and I'm going to be just like, this is the title now. This is the song you wanted, you know?
Fair enough. Well, feel free to blow us away with some more of this new stuff. Everyone, this is the Hazy Tones here on Grade A Explosives on CJLO 1690 AM. You're in Metal March, and gentlemen, take it away.
We'll be right back.
guys, we have one more song. I hope y'all enjoy that shit. Live on the radio. That was great. So we're going to do a new song. Sorry about the title.
That's some tasty, tasty stuff.
That was Hazy Tones, thank you.
That is some tasty, tasty stuff from the Hazy Tones, everyone. If you like that, feel free to check them out all over the interwebs. The Hazy Tones, is the Facebook group. The Hazy Tones, I believe, is the Twitters. And if you look up the Bandcamp, it is the Hazy Tones. So let me play some ads here, and then we'll get back and maybe chat with them for real here in the booth. So keep it locked. This is CJLO 1690 AM. Great A Explosives. Enjoy these commercials? Can one enjoy commercials? I guess. Let's find out together, shall we? Here.
Les Productions Nuit d'Afrique invites you to the largest world music showcase in Montreal, Les Cités d'Or de la Musique du Monde. Discover 36 groups every Tuesday and Wednesday at Club Balatou until April 16th. Enjoy these free concerts and vote for your favorite artists. Follow the 14th edition on citiesd'or.com, Facebook, and Instagram.
Dumpling! There's something wrong with you.
Hey, this is the K-Man. Tune into CJLO.com on Friday nights from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. for Beyond That Graveyard 3. And start your weekend the right way, always. You love it, you need it. Beyond That Graveyard Part 3 on CJLO.com.
Bellevue, that's it. I mean, sometimes you just ain't all there.
Like Scoob, we're all out of Scooby snacks.
Oh,
Zoinks, what are we gonna do now?
B-A-L-O?
CJLO, like that super swell, Scoob.
Hold on, you know what? I need some bed music here real quick. Yeah, that's good. There we go. That's much better. Much better. Bed music. It is the bedrock of all talk spots that we do. You just heard a nice set laid down by the fine gents in the Hazy Tones. And now they are here, sitting with me, across from me here in the studio.
What up, Andrew? How's it going?
Not bad. That was pretty spiffy. I believe that the kids use that term, right? Spiffy?
It was pretty spiffy, but it was live, you know. Live is always more spiffy.
Yeah, it's always more natural, as it were.
It was supernatural.
Before I continue here, let me just extend a big thanks to Zach, our head engineer, who I foolishly did not thank
last time.
Because I am bad at remembering things, I forgot to thank him at the listener session, so I will thank him for that one as well as this one. So thank you, Zach! I assume that he has heard that, hopefully.
It's recorded, man. It's recorded.
Yeah.
You said it.
Yeah, thank you, Zach.
Thanks, Zach.
So let's talk a bit about the Hazy Tone, shall we? I hear a tale from you directly, so it's probably not really a tale as much as it is facts.
I talk a lot, though, so it might be a tale.
I hear a tale that you guys are going to be going to the old world, Europe, to do some shows over there. Where do you plan on playing? How did you go about setting this up? Is this from like old contacts you had before when you played?
Actually, it was funny. I met this dude called Jake. He was in a band in London called Famine. And we met, and then we become friends, and then he started being a booking agent, you know, so he's helping us doing that stuff. I used to, do a bit of booking for the last Hazy Tones tour, but it's like a lot to manage, you know, so I'm happy to have like a bit of help for this tour. I think the most honorable mention would be like the Desert Fest that we're playing at the beginning of May in London. That's going to be awesome.
Now, I think I recall this correctly because I think I met the dudes in at South By, but that's the guitarist of Stake that's set that up, isn't it? I think.
What are you talking about? You're talking about
Desert Fest?
Desert Fest, that guy, that's. I don't think it has any correlation together.
Okay.
Maybe I'm mistaken, but I. Desert Fest is a bunch of guys from London, but they're also. I could tell you straight up, I know they do a Desert Fest Berlin, and
okay.
I mean, you know, Sounds of Liberation label, you know, these guys, well, they're helping build that stuff, but, you know, this year we're playing with, like, Graveyard on the lineup and Witchcraft, you know,
yeah.
The lineup is really kick-ass, you know, we've dreamed of going down there for a couple of years, and you know, we got in this year, and I'm really happy about the lineup. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah, it looks pretty sick.
Oh, like, it's gonna be sick. You coming down?
I mean, sure. Like as soon as my sponsorships for the show come in, hey sponsors, kick me some money, and I'll go cover whatever fests you want me to. I'll even go to the Gathering of the Juggalos and probably get murdered. But, you know, I'll go. It'll be fun.
Well, I think though your biggest concern would be the coronavirus right now, you know.
That's true. I mean, I am heading to some other fests coming up here, and it's a bit of a concern, but, you know, if worst comes to worst, you know, I've lived long enough. It's good. It's fine.
That's it, man. That's it. No, but no, seriously, if you want to talk about the coronavirus and touring and stuff,
we're going to call the tour
Surviving the virus. I don't know. The situation in France is pretty crazy right now. They're blocking ship. I've watched the death rates this morning. Not alarming, you know?
Yeah, it's very odd to me to look at it and be like, the flu has killed more people than the coronavirus.
Ecstasy's killed more people than the coronavirus. You know, fuck that shit.
We need to get a report here on ecstasy happening.
I'm sure it kills more people, yearly, for sure.
So how many dates are you guys playing over in Europe?
We'll be, once again, if you're used to us touring, it's like nonstop. You know, there's a lot of dates. Notably, we're going to be playing a lot in the eastern part, so Germany, like we're going all the way to Romania, Poland, you know, Prague, you know, a lot of cities like that. I think there's a big rock market over there because, you know, people like drinking beer and listening to rock. It's like, I've had some weird experience down there. Like Monday in a small town, we're the only band playing, 50 people show up, you know. About your album, blah blah blah. So it's always, I think, a good market. You know, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I think we're gonna have some fun. You know, connecting back with those fans.
Yeah, I mean, Europe always feels like the best kind of place for bands to go, especially bands that are doing rock music. It seems to be like the last that in Australia. Australia seems to be the ones who are making rock music, and then Europe seems to be the ones that are just consuming all
they're
of it.
They're buying, man. They're buying.
No, for real.
I mean. It's like the first tour, we didn't go to Eastern Europe, you know. So I only went really one time, but I really felt down there. I was like, oh my God. And we used to be on Cosmic Artifact, and a lot of people have bought the record from Cosmic down there. So I think it kind of helped, you know. We'll be in touch for what happens on this tour, but I'm confident, you know.
The last record, though, was on Ripple, wasn't it?
Yeah, last record, that's it. We didn't do it with Cosmic. We did it like fully Ripple. And that's it. We did go on tour after that, like being a only Ripple album, and that's what happened. You know, that's what happened. I mean, you know, we I don't want to talk about the future too much. You know, so and at the same time, I don't know what's in the future for the Azytones. As you heard, the songs are there, but like I said, we don't have any money to record the album at the moment.
You mean bands aren't just rolling in money? Isn't it as soon as you pick up a guitar, you get paid like a $50 gift card to like fancy restaurants, like just wherever you go?
No, you do. You get the $50 gift card from the restaurant, but that's all you get after that.
Make this last for your entire career.
That's it. You got to be careful, man. You got to be careful. But no, but we'll figure it out. I mean, we all the songs are kind of recorded in my basement, like with Gabriel and the boys. We record a lot of stuff. We were kind of, you know, counting the weight of, do we want to record that stuff ourselves? You know, we've been throwing a lot of money at studios and stuff. I think we'll just take the session from today, actually, and just like straight to the label.
Hey,
that's it.
If
new records out.
If you want to, we've actually had bands that have come in and taken an entire session and put it out as like a tour EP or added it onto like other things as like bonus tracks for things. So if you like the way this sounds and want to put it out, you know, feel free to do so. Like,
I'm sold. Let's do that.
It's your music.
I'm pretty lazy usually, so I think that was great, right? That was great.
I mean, I was happy with it. I'm pleased with what happened.
No, seriously, we'd like maybe to get a producer, something like that. We just don't know, you know, what we're going to do for the next record. You know, if we like these songs, and we'll see. We have a big tour coming up, so it's like not much time to think about that at the moment, fortunately.
I remember, I believe in the past when I was talking to you guys when you came in for the interview, that and correct me if I'm wrong here, that at least not the second album, but the first album, you did basically off the floor, like you did almost like recording it off of the floor. Is that something I remembered correctly or wrongly?
No, I think it was off the floor. Like both albums were recorded a bit the same way, and you know, to be honest, if you listen to the records, the second one sounds maybe a bit tighter, a bit more polished. Yeah. But the first one was actually recorded with a click, as the second one didn't have a no click, you know, and that was it. But it was all done track by track. For the future, I don't know about live recording. It's always a big experience, you know. That's for that's for duos like my friend Gabriel here in Pierre Landry. You know, these guys can do live, but four guys, it's hard. You always get like one guy's too hangover, the other one's too jumpy, and like, no, I'm kidding. You know, maybe one day, but it's a new lineup a little too. So yeah, you know,
let's talk a bit about the new lineup. Who's currently in the Hazy Tones now? Like who do you got on the lineup now?
Maybe before saying that stuff, I just want to say something out there.
Sure.
But you know, like Hazy Tones, like you know, we had our last lineup, and when it kind of fucked up, you know. You know, I didn't really know what to do, and me and Gabriel and Ben, you know, Gabriel Priya and Benoit Denis, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we used to have a band together, you know, and we did some music, and, you know, a couple times after I didn't have a lineup, we were just, like, drinking beer and listening to the record we did, and then we just, like, you know, maybe we should play some music back together. And we thought about, like, should we change name, should we keep the same music? But when we listen to the songs, it's kind of too close to the Hazy Tones to maybe change the name, you know.
Okay.
So we wanted to keep it that way, and that's like me and John, like the guitar player John Schofel, we were already like jamming stuff.